All things considered, Dave Lawrence here in our HPR Atherton Performing Arts Studio. Stephen Katcorp from Third World through Tonight at the Blue Note. I don't know so much how the cello factored into the earlier years. Did you always break it out and make it part of the...
No, I really didn't. I broke it out at the Lyceum when we opened for Bob Marley. For that tour of England, I played the cello on all those gigs. But I put it down for a while because it was frustrating because I was carrying the big one.
Right.
You know, it was very hard to carry it. And the electronics weren't that good. And I was playing with a very loud band, getting a lot of feedback, or the cello couldn't be heard and stuff. I just kind of lost interest for a little bit there, you know.
What made you want to bring it back?
We did a symphonic thing, Crystal Palace football ground in England. It was so successful. BBC played it straight for 6 months. Every Saturday night, you could see Cat on TV doing that thing. And we just said, boy, we have to make this thing...
part of the show.
Yeah.
It's a good bit.
And it never changed from there. For me, really, I don't consider myself a full-time cellist, but I consider myself that's done something for cello because I've certainly brought a lot of people to like this instrument.
An awareness
for
it.
Who would never have really checked for it before. Right. Yeah. So I don't say that I'm ready to solve the Dvorak concerto in G minor, but...
And you were...
I'm still okay.
I think in the phone interview, you told me 7 you started with the cello. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. What really would have been my first real thing is that my godmother bought a cello from England for me because I was showing interest in wanting to learn a cello and they didn't have the size cello. I was only about this, so...
And how were you showing interest in a cello?
It was my mom playing the music at night. Okay. Before I went to bed, I listened to Casals all the time. And that was the one I liked. And she said, okay, let's try this one. My godmother bringing that cello was a key to the whole thing. Because
incredible,
the,
right?
The big ones, I couldn't play them. The music teacher said, there's no use trying to teach him on that because he can't handle it. But she found a quarter-size cello. Played that for years.
What were you playing?
I played the Swan, Saint-Saëns. I played Bach, some Mozart too.
Well, you do have it here. So Stephen Katcorp, Third World. What is it that you want to grace us with?
Well, I was thinking that, like how I have on the Marley on here, I just play like a
Bob?
You know, one of, yeah. one of my favorites is Fly Away Home. It's an adaptation by Bob of an old Rastafarian tune. I always picture that Bob flew away home to Zion.
So it goes, you're saying, visually with the
Yeah. So,
the message.
You know, I mean, it's just, it's like... said, I hear the words of the Rasta man say, Babylon, your throne gone on, you know? So.
Yeah.
Thank you. just trying to put a spin on it, you know?
It's mesmerizing. You're bringing the reggae, but bringing it on to the cello. They are through tonight at the Blue Note, 6:30 and 9. The leader of Third World join us, Stephen Catcore, in our HPR Atherton Performing Arts Studio on All Things Considered.
Good. And I hear it's a big show. So
you have fun proud. Today?
Yeah, man, I had a lot of fun. And I hope, you know, you guys will pass by later on and come and check us out.
For sure. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
God bless.